He's got the beer. I got the food. It's time to feed the resistance. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And we're just a couple of days away from Valentine's Day, so we're going to do a little chocolate love today for Feed the Resistance. But before we get into that, we're going to jump back to last week.
Okay.
You remember last week I made that casserole with the bratwurst and the sauerkraut and the potatoes.
It was fantastic.
And then I handed you the cookbook and said, how do you pronounce this? And you said, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know either. So we just kind of skipped over it. I brought my friend in today.
Awesome.
My friend Petra, who is actually from Germany. So I figured she could probably tell us how to pronounce this dish. And Petra, the cookbook's in front of you and the bookmark will,
okay, cool,
will take you to the correct page. And you could tell us how to pronounce this.
Sausage choucroute.
Is that a German word or a French word?
Because it's a French word.
That's a French word. What, yes. What does choucroute mean?
That means sauerkraut.
Okay. English. Thank you very much. You have cleared that up for us. All right. Let's move on to some chocolate goodness. The story behind this also goes to France.
Okay.
My wife and I, before COVID times, used to go to the Tour de France about every other year.
Okay.
And we'd travel around the country a little bit, watch some of the race, and then kind of hang out and do other things.
Yeah.
Well, the last time we went to Lyon, which many consider to be the culinary capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a chef in Lyon who did private cooking classes in his home.
Rad.
So we took this private cooking class in his home. We prepared a 3-course meal with him and ate and drank all afternoon.
So awesome.
Course number one was a chocolate mousse. So that's what we have here today,
right,
a chocolate mousse. And what did you bring to pair with this?
Okay, well, when we were kind of tossing around ideas for Valentine's Day, my favorite Valentine's tradition that we do, of course, revolves around drinking beer. So
your favorite traditions for everything revolve around drinking beer.
I know. I'm a beer nerd. So I wanted to pick out the Samuel Smith Organic, the strawberry and the chocolate stout, because this is fantastic because you can mix them together. Since we already have the chocolate mousse, I figured today we'll just engage with the strawberry. And this is all organic, by the way.
Okay.
It's qualified as a fruit ale. Fantastic, super sweet. I mean, you can smell the strawberry as soon as you open it. It is definitely strawberry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is imported from England. And like I said, it's organic, just like the chocolate stout is as well. So I thought the strawberry ale will complement the chocolate mousse.
Okay, so for the chocolate mousse, like I said, we made this in this chef's home kitchen. And I found the recipe last week on a little scratch of paper in French.
Right, right.
So over the weekend, my wife and I made our first attempt and totally messed it up. So hopefully this one turned out a little bit better. So let's give it a shot here. It's way better than it was over the weekend. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh my goodness.
The consistency is perfect.
Mm-hmm. And it goes perfectly with this beer.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Oh my God, that's magical.
I will post
the
recipe.
Can I eat the whole jar?
You can eat the whole jar. Yes, absolutely. I will post the recipe in French on the Resistance website so you can look at that. And if you can translate, more power to you.
That's amazing. Very good.
All right. So once again, it's chocolate mousse straight from Lyon or the grocery store here. You know.
Right. Yeah, you could do that. I mean, if you want to go trailer park about it, you could totally just get chocolate pudding.
Yeah, right, exactly. Chocolate mousse paired with
Samuel Smith Organic Strawberry Fruit Ale.
All right, thank you very much. So we do this every Friday morning right about this time. We eat, we drink, we feed the resistance on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.